Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio right here on TalkShoe.com, where we keep it raw and uncut, and most definitely we are here to liberate the minds of the people. Culture Freedom Radio, yes it is, the home of Conscious Talk Radio and much, much more. Come check us out right here on TalkShoe.com. Culture Freedom Radio, be in the house, in the house, in the house.
Yo, Rakim, what's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. Well, check this out. Since Norby Waltz is our agency, right?
True.
Kara Lewis is our agent.
Word up.
Zakia and Forth and Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush.
Rush Town Management. Well, check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid in
full.
Paid in
full. Full.
Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, but still coming up for lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get.
Oh, yes, indeed, family. Yes, indeed. Peace and greetings. Shalom. How y'all doing out there? Hi, y'all doing out there, sisters and brothers? Welcome in to another broadcast right here, Culture Freedom Radio Network. Man, yes, sir. I'm like the Gap Band this morning, man. I'm early in the morning. Yes, sir, I'm early in this morning. I ain't trying to find another love, but I'm out here early in the morning, man, doing this show right here, doing a little episode right here before I get ready to go to work. Man, I'm actually at work. I'm getting ready to get this day started, though, man. But, hey, before I come in and before I start getting to work, man, trying to make this money, I had to come in here and drop a little something on you. Man, most definitely, indeed. I hope y'all been doing fine. I hope y'all been doing well, sisters and brothers. Man, it is cold out here. It is cold. It is cold. It is cold, man. I'm telling you, let's like, I think today right here in the great city of, well, I ain't going to say the great city of Memphis. Here in the city of Memphis, here, one of the damn near, like, murder capitals now. It's 28 degrees. I hope it's cold enough to keep these goddamn murderers in the house and keep their ass from being outside murdering folks, man. But it's 20-odd degrees, 28 degrees this morning. Yes, sir, and Brother Sunray got to be out here in the cold. But I best to believe I'm bundled up. But that's not the topic of conversation today. Just want to drop something on you, sisters and brothers. I said, man, watch out for these leaders who will lead you astray. Watch out for these leaders who will lead you astray. Oh, man, yes, indeed. Man, I want to play something this morning that I've seen on some brothers yesterday was playing a video. Showed this video with a prominent Israelite leader. Yes, a prominent Israelite leader saying, take the vaccine. Take the vaccine. Take this coronavirus vaccine. Now, you know, a lot of us, we said, we ain't taking that goddamn vaccine. Hell to the Nizal. We are not messing with that vaccine. Well, we got right here one of these Israelite leaders. Yeah, a prominent, and I'm going to say, y'all, one of the prominent, well-known Israelite groups that's out here. Yeah. And I'll tell y'all in a minute. Give me one second. Because I was going to do a show and ask y'all, did y'all see where they had the sister, the melanated sister, the black sister, who was who they say is the first one who took the vaccine the other day? And it was all about encouraging other black people to be comfortable enough to take the vaccine. Y'all seen that? But I'm like, wait a minute. But I thought, though, Barack Obama and George Bush and it was somebody else, Bill Clinton, whatever his goddamn name is, they all the same. Bill Clinton, I thought all of them said they was going to go on, especially Barack, said they was going to go on national television and take the vaccine, you know, just to give the people some encouragement to take the vaccine. But what happened to that, Barack? Oh, you weren't that goddamn crazy. You weren't that damn encouraging. But anyway, and have y'all noticed, check this out, I know this off topic a little bit, but have y'all noticed that Barack Obama's being seen more now since old Joe Biden has won the election. I ain't gonna say he won, but he's in there. He got the election. Have y'all noticed that? Now the whole time when Trump was in there, you barely seen Barack. You didn't see Barack, and that goes to make you wonder again when they said why, when the question was asked, why was he? Why wasn't he moving out of Washington? He just said, "I'm decided. I'm gonna stay here in Washington." What role is he gonna play in this Obama? I mean, the Joe Biden administration. Damn, did I say something right? Did I make a mistake and say something right when I said the Obama administration? Are we having a part three of the Obama administration under the disguise of the Joe Biden administration? I don't know. I'm just throwing something out. Because I know he's been popping up a lot lately on interviews and doing a lot of goddamn talking. But I tell y'all something, man. Them Democrats, though, they're gonna destroy themselves, man. They are destroying themselves. Look how they're fighting with each other, man. AOC and the rest of them, man. And they ain't getting down with Obama with all that old bullshit talk about the defunding the police, man. But anyway, Sister Brother, I want to throw out something right here. Let's talk about something right fast, because I got to hear up. Somebody started trying to call me and stuff. But anyway, I'm trying to do the show on my phone. But yeah, watch and play for these leaders. Now, remember we told y'all a couple of long time ago, I've been telling y'all about how a lot of these pastors and these clergy, right, when they are basically deputized by Homeland Security. Yeah, they're deputized by FEMA, or really Homeland Security. So when something happened and they say it's a national disaster, right, they're going to get these pastors and these clergymen to either the Muslim imams, rabbis, whoever the hell it can be, pastors. They're going to get you to, especially like the pastors, y'all. Man, them old sellout-ass pastors. They're going to get them to go along with the flow, whether they say, hey, man, we need to get all the people to go to these FEMA camps and whatnot, you know, tell them for the best of their interest, and they're going to use the Bible and all of this stuff to encourage you and this, that, and another. Well, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to play y'all something. He didn't even have to use the Bible on this one. But I'm going to play something, man. This group, y'all know the group, ISUPK, right? Y'all know ISUPK, Captain Tazariak, and all of them. Y'all know that. But his general, the Commander General, Yohanan, y'all remember him. Now, they said something. Y'all remember Chief Rabbi David Israel? And peace to you and shalom to you, Chief Rabbi David Israel, man. I hope you're out there. You're still listening in, and I hope you're doing well, brother. Thinking about you, brother, I hope you've been doing well, because I know you had some medical issues and things of nature. So I hope the big chief is doing well, man. I don't have your number on my phone no more, so I can't call and check on the big chief, y'all. So chief, if you got my number, man, hit me up, brother, because I was thinking about you, man. I was doing all this corona bull crap, brother. So if you got my number out here and you're listening to this, hit me up, brother. Text me and something. I'm okay or something. But anyway, Chief Rabbi was trying to tell us about these groups, man. You know, but at the time I was trying to get into, and I was looking at some stuff, right? I was kind of blinded by the light, as they would say. I would even say, man, you know, kind of under the spell, as Dr. York would say, man, under the spell. I was just looking at some things that they was doing, you know, and that's what I tell y'all, man. When people say, like they were saying, even Grandmaster Jay, well, at least he's doing something. At least he's doing something. And I tell y'all, man, y'all have to watch that shit, man. I'm learning. I'm still learning, y'all. I'm still in school myself, man. I'm still in school learning a lot of this stuff. So I tell y'all, man, watch all the bull crap about at least because a person look like they're doing something don't mean it's not being deceptive, not meaning they're not being deceiving. They might can do a little something, but you got to better you might not understand their bottom line and what they're doing. So a lot of things just because a person look like they're doing something, brothers and sisters, it ain't always for the good. It ain't always for the good at the bottom line, because you don't know what the person's bottom line is. I'm going to get ready to play this clip again. Play this clip, not again. And let y'all hear, man, General Yohana, what he's saying. And watch the deception, what he's going to do. He's going to advise them to take the vaccine. On one hand, they're going to tell them take the vaccine, then they're going to start using all that deceptive bullshit, talking about what the white man is doing. But the white man is doing so bad, he's the devil so bad, as y'all say. Why are you trying to take them the vaccine who's been created by so-called devil? as they say, the white man is evil and all that. Let me just play this out. And I get right back. This is like a minute or something. Check this out now. Check this out.
Stand up. Okay? And let's be real. I want to be real about something with these vaccines, since the whole vaccine jumped off today, right? So I want to be real about it. First of all, everybody should take the vaccine. Okay? Stop that bullshit about the vaccine. Right. Now on the flip side, people don't want to take the vaccine. Black people don't want to take the goddamn vaccine because they don't trust your white ass. That's what it really comes down to. Black people do not trust what white people gonna put in that goddamn vaccine because they don't watch white people destroy them over and over and over and over again. And if we ain't learned nothing from Nazi Germany, we learned that them Germans, they knew how to kill you right through their medical system. They was killing every injured and maimed or paraplegic in the entire country. They was doping them up, killing them, doing all kinds of shit to them. So I understand how black people think. But take the goddamn vaccine shot. Stop listening to the conspiracy theorists out here telling you not to take the vaccine and all that. Man, listen. Let them run through them trials, finish what they got to do, and when the vaccine come around, don't even sweat that bullshit, man. You understand? The vaccine ain't worse than the crack era was. If you live through the crack era, then all right then you know the vaccine ain't worse.
Man.
Okay?
Oh,
you lived through the heroin era of the 60s and 70s when niggas was looking like creatures from...
Man.
Y'all heard it. Take the vaccine. We know why black people don't want to take it, because what white people have done to them. But man, forget that. Forget all them conspiracy theories, man. Go ahead and take the vaccine. Now let me tell y'all something. That is very important, man, because y'all know that the ISUPK, according to them, y'all hear Captain Missouri Act them, they don't do nothing unless they get. And General Hunter give them the orders. Unless he give them the okay to do something. So I'm gonna tell y'all something, sister, but why this is so fucking dangerous. So I guess now everybody in ISUPK is going to take the goddamn vaccine, whether they want to or not. But because I think I heard Captain Zoriak them said that they wouldn't, but they said they might. But now. They got to take it because why? They have orders. They have orders now from their general. The general have gave the command. He have gave the goddamn order to take the vaccine, man. Take the vaccine, man. Forget what these conspiracy theorists are saying. Take the vaccine. Now, he talking about let them go ahead and run through their trials and all of this stuff. Man, forget all that. Take that vaccine. It ain't worse than the goddamn crack. Epidemic. Well, I'm going to tell y'all, everybody was smoking goddamn crack. Everybody didn't smoke crack. Everybody didn't choose to smoke crack. So they had an option. They had a choice if you want to take your ass out here and smoke crack. So, but this, you telling all of your, so you the commanding officer, man. You know they do everything you tell them to do. So that whole camp going to be out here vaccinated up. So if y'all start seeing ISUPK falling off around this mother sucker, remember, they took the vaccine. Y'all already know what happened. They took the vaccine. They got Jim Jones told them to take the vaccine. I'm kind of being, you know, like messing with them on that one. So it's just like the whole thing with Jim Jones made them folks take that goddamn drink, that Kool-Aid, and killed them folks, man. Brother, there's no, and Farrakhan is even coming out. I hadn't heard Farrakhan, but I heard a brother talking about Farrakhan and said, Farrakhan came out and said that there's waste in that vaccine. Basically giving these people the warning, don't take the vaccine. And here you go, telling the people to take the vaccine. Oh, but I know why. Uh-oh, now here it go, y'all. Here it go. Remember I told y'all. Remember I said? But these pastors, these people, have been deputized by Homeland Security and stuff, right, to go ahead, and if anything happens, get the people to go along with the program. See, that's why we're telling y'all to stay away from that fucking 501c3. Now, they gonna tell y'all it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. How the fuck if it don't? I got a pastor. I got a brother man gonna try to come on with me. We gotta wait. We gotta be the damn crazy schedules right now. So we working. But I got a brother gonna come on. He was a pastor. And he's gonna come on. And he's gonna talk about a lot of this stuff with y'all, man. We're gonna share some stuff with y'all, man. So anyway, y'all best to believe David, the chief rabbi David Israel, was telling us about this stuff, man. How these people are. David was telling us. So all what he's doing, he's getting his goddamn money, y'all. Don't let them Negroes tell y'all nothing fucking no different, man. Don't let them tell y'all shit no different, man. They rested in all this shit, the church and all of this shit. Man, they getting that money from, they getting that power. They tell you, but they using it for lunch programs and clothing programs. So you know they already been told, hey, look, you need to get your people to go along with this, man. You want to keep getting this goddamn money, you want to keep getting these rents, you better get your people to go along with it. Because what would any other, man, come on, brothers and sisters, hard talkers, they talk about all these other programs, all this stuff with the white man is the devil and all of this, and then you're going to go and tell these people, and then you just sit in there. We know how people don't trust them and what they did, the Germans, but then you go and tell your people to take the vaccine. Have y'all, what y'all was talking about, coronavirus and how they were spreading it and all of this. Come on, man. I tell y'all, y'all better watch these goddamn people, man. Y'all better watch these people, brothers and sisters. That's why I say, man, hey, watch out for these leaders who will lead you astray. That's why, brother Ariar, brother Sunray, whatever hell name, a title I use, there's a title, y'all. Hey, these are not my name. These are titles. But Ariar, I don't want to be y'all leader. I don't want to be y'all goddamn leader. I don't want it. I'm happy with being a part of. I'm not trying to be no goddamn body leader. Because y'all, look, I'm going to tell y'all straight out how it is. That's straight out. I'm going to tell you how it is. You know, and you might not like it, but I'm going to tell it. I'm not going to leave. Listen here, man. I don't give a damn about no amount of freaking money. That's one damn thing. I'm not trying to live a lavish lifestyle. I don't fuck a Rolls Royce. Excuse my friend. Fuck a Rolls Royce or Bentley and trying to live flash and live good, man. I don't care nothing about none of that. So you can't come to me. Listen, only Negroes, that's why these Negroes love it. Look, I ain't never had nothing. I ain't never had nothing magnificent, spectacular. So I'll be turning 50 next year, if the Most High's willing. The hell with it. If I ain't had it, the hell with it. I don't need it. But anyway, man, y'all watch these goddamn leaders. It's going to be a lot of these clergymen, these pastors, man, they're going to have their church and shit lining up to get these vaccines and shit. Y'all seen how some thing, what is called Bell Palsy, they had like four or five people. I seen some four white so-called European Caucasian took it, how they had they face all twisted like, it's called Bell Palsy. Y'all look it up, Bell Palsy. And I seen some pictures where they had some black people had took it. They had the same thing, the Bell Palsy. I think somebody else somewhere else just the other day had a allergic reaction to that stuff. Y'all see what was going on in the UK? You see that? And I don't know if they talked about it on their show, but then you go and tell them to take it. Man, I don't give a fuck them goddamn trials. Listen here, man. ISUPK and the rest of y'all out there. And y'all supposed to be, wait a minute, let me slow down. Let's show you right there that Yahweh Shah, Jesus Christ stuff, depending, waiting on Jesus. I thought he was y'all Lord and Savior. I thought that y'all believe in him because it tell y'all in y'all New Testament that y'all can heal in his name. You can lay hands on folks and heal folks in his name. Hey, ISUPK, what's his name, Junior Hunter, why you ain't laying hands on folks, bruh, instead of laying hands on your members and healing them with the healing of your goddamn hand? But now you tell them to go out here to the devil, as y'all say, the white man and the devil, and get the devil vaccine. Throw that goddamn New Testament in the garbage, man. That Yahweh shot, y'all using that shit as bait anyway and bullshit for Christians, who brothers who believe in it. That's another whole story. That's another whole show. But anyway, man, Why are you getting your people, man, to go out here and take this stuff, bro? If y'all, look, how many people in your congregation, man, how many people in your congregation didn't catch coronavirus? Or they maybe caught it and they got well. How many, brother, before the vaccine? Before the vaccine, you believe in the Most High, yeah, right? Oh, y'all know if y'all believe in your Jehovah's shop. Now, I know it's common sense. I have faith. But I know now where this thing's in common sense. You know, I know, hell, man, just because I know we all going to die. We all going to die from something or something. Or the Most High just say, come on home or whatever. Yeah, it's time for you to go. Your time is up. I'm not, man, I'm not telling nobody on. Hey, if y'all do it, yes, that's on y'all. But I am not here to tell y'all to go take no goddamn vaccine. No, sir. No way. Hell no. If I'm telling y'all all this time that this coronavirus, they made in the laboratory in Wuhan or whatnot and so-and-so, then I go out here and tell y'all the vaccine that go along with the goddamn coronavirus to microchip you or whatever. Come on, man. Y'all better watch these motherfucking leaders, man. That's all I want to come in. I got to get the hell out of here. I'm going to play it one more time. I'm gone. I'm gone. Watch these leaders who will lead you astray. Run as fast as y'all motherfucking can from these mother... Woo! Shut your mouth, son, Rick. Run from these motherfucking leaders, man. Run away from these people who want to be your goddamn leader. Get far away from them as quick as fucking possible, because they're gonna lead y'all, they're gonna have, and y'all know what? For a matter of fact, man, for a matter of fact, sisters and brothers, how about they had a Jim Jones documentary on the goddamn television the other day? How about that, man? All right, sisters and brothers, I gotta get up out of here, man. I gotta get up out of here. All right, peace, y'all. I'll see y'all later, man. I'm gone.
Stand up, okay? And let's be real. I want to be real about something with these vaccines, since the whole vaccine jumped off today, right? So I want to be real about it. First of all, everybody should take the vaccine, okay? Stop that bullshit about this the vaccine.
Right.
Now on the flip side, I understand why black people don't want to take the vaccine. Black people don't want to take the goddamn vaccine because they don't trust your white ass. That's what it really comes down to. Black people do not trust what white people are going to put in that goddamn vaccine, because they don't watch white people destroy them over and over and over and over again. And if we ain't learned nothing from Nazi Germany, we learned that them Germans, they knew how to kill you right through their medical system. They was killing every injured and maimed or paraplegic in the entire country, was doping them up, killing them, doing all kinds of shit to them. So I understand how black people think, but take the goddamn vaccine shot. Stop listening to the conspiracy theorists out here telling you not to take the vaccine and all that. Man, listen, let them run through them trials, finish what they got to do, and when the vaccine come around, don't even sweat that bullshit, man. You understand? The vaccine ain't worse than the crack era was. If you live through the crack era, then all right, then you know the vaccine ain't worse.
Man.
Okay?
Oh,
you
man.
You lived through the heroin era of the 60s and 70s when niggas was looking like creatures from...
Man.
Oh, I say it, I say it again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been... Bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is what he does.